talk line, 800-259-5791. We're kicking off hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Thursday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And, man,
join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 71,000 posts for you to surf around there, and over 1,000 people interacting at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system. So get interactive. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. So on the way this hour, we got lots of stuff coming up. I don't know how much of it we'll be able to slip in, especially because it is your show. You can take control at any time. 800-259-5791. I'm going to talk about, we do have a few final words from some of our listeners on the snow penis. People haven't gotten quite enough of that yet.
Apparently not.
We'll try to sneak those in. But first, from ABC News, led by the likes of Senator Hillary Clinton, lawmakers are beginning to put the heat on video game retailers, asserting that too many violent and sexually explicit games are getting into the hands of minors, despite the rating system. According to Ms. Clinton, she says, quote, "What we're talking about is keeping a harmful product like alcohol or porn or cigarettes from underage children." Now, as somebody who plays a lot of video games, man, which, are they that harmful? Like alcohol and cigarettes?
I wouldn't call them as harmful as alcohol and cigarettes. They're not even in the same category, no.
Like, the most harm that's ever come from video game playing has been people from playing too long. Like, playing for too long of a stretch without getting up and, for instance, going to the bathroom or eating.
Well, some people have blamed, you know, certain violent acts, even their own certain violent acts, on video games.
Which is garbage. Utter trash.
But you can call it garbage or not, but it's very few people, and these were the same people they were blaming Dungeons and Dragons in the 80s. I mean, clearly, if the video games don't get them, something else will.
Right.
Comic books will make them crazy.
These are people who are crazy to begin with, for whatever reason, who are just finding a scapegoat to try to get out of the punishment for their crime. That's why this is happening. She says, Clinton is helping to lead the charge to pass a new bill that'll make it a federal misdemeanor. And I'm sorry, I said it was a felony before we went away for the news break. But it could very well be a felony within a few years. They might decide that...
Might just try that, huh?
They might decide that the misdemeanor's not good enough. We need to punish them more, so let's give a mandatory minimum of 10 years as a felony or something like that. Anyway, it's going to start as a federal misdemeanor to sell games rated mature or higher to anybody under the age of 17. Store managers...
Great, now we're going to have video game stings.
Yeah, because that's the only way they'd be able to catch somebody at this.
Right.
Store managers who sell the games to children may face thousands of dollars in fines and hundreds of hours of community service. Well, that's just great. So if the cops send in a kid to go buy a game from a store, and they get busted for selling the kid a game, then they're going to be fined thousands of dollars. What's that going to do to the price of the games in the store?
They go up, up, up.
Yeah, because somebody's got to pay for that. It's not going to come right out of their profits. They're going to adjust their prices so they can make that money back. So all the other consumers get to pay that cost, not to mention the cost of the taxes that we spent trying to do the sting in the first place. So ABC ran their own little test sting. Children of ABC News employees were easily able to buy M-rated games. A retailer sold a game featuring cannibalism to a 14-year-old girl. What do you think? Playing a game where you get to be a cannibal, and I don't even know what the game is, but is going to entice you to actually want to chew on some corpses?
Yuck.
Want to get some gristle in between your teeth? Chew on some innards.
I hear it tastes like pork.
Yeah. Maybe after you cook it.
Yeah. Well, I cook pork.
Yeah. So, video game retailers say these incidents are aberrations. According to the Video Software Dealers Association, we think retailers are doing a good job. Is there room for improvement? Definitely. Legislation, so, is being proposed, and I would say it's going to go through. I mean, if you've got the Democrats proposing a let's protect the family kind of bill, and it's always been, surprisingly enough, it's always been the Democrats that have been proposing anti-video game legislation. I wonder why that is. I mean, I would expect it to be coming from the Republican side as well, but it's not. I mean, certainly the Republicans are going to get right behind this because they'll be seen as anti-family if they don't. And it'll be a bipartisan effort to help protect kids from violent video games. Because apparently, the government doesn't think that you can do your job, parents. Apparently, you guys are just incapable. You're just a bunch of morons, and you can't handle raising your own children.
And you don't know what your children, should and shouldn't view.
Right.
You don't know.
And you're totally oblivious to what they do with their time. I mean,
and what your opinion of what they should view isn't valid either.
Right. You don't know that they're going to the mall. You don't know that they're buying video games and coming home and playing them on the game systems that you likely purchased for them. No, you're totally oblivious to everything your children do, and you have no responsibility for your children. That's what the government seems to think.
It takes a village.
It's disgusting. 1-800-259-5791. Since we're kind of on the whole parents and children issue, we talked about kids moving out of their home last hour, talking about parental irresponsibility here, and the government trying to pick up the ball here, which, of course, is totally uncalled for. And this, of course, nobody's going to resist this. I mean, the video game industry is going to say, okay, and then they'll, you know, be the enforcers of this new government legislation.
How would the video game industry enforce it?
The retailers. The retailers. Rich says, parents and children. The very nature of being a parent colors your relationship, and he gets into some detail here, it's interesting. The very nature of being a parent colors your relationship with your child in a way that does not affect your relationship with others. There's an emotional attachment directly related to that biochemical mechanisms associated with interpersonal bonding that short-circuits the brain. I am 36 years old. I've been making my own money and paying my own way since I got my first job as a newspaper carrier when I was 12. Starting then, I paid my own paid for my own clothes, school supplies, even room and board. I paid rent to my mom at my own insistence.
At 16?
At 12.
12?
When I was 16, I bought my own car, paid my own insurance and fuel, and I would have done it sooner had I been legally allowed to. Now, I own my own business. When my mother looks at me, she still sees her little baby. She won't take advice from me. Like, you need to see the doctor, Mom, about that swelling in your legs. Even if it's exactly the same advice that one of her friends or neighbors, who happen to be about the same age that I am, by the way, give her, which she'll happily follow from them. So if the lady next door tells her she needs to see the doctor, she'll go see the doctor, but if I say it, she ignores me.
Do you feel
like that happens with moms? I feel like I agree with what he's saying.
I get that quite a bit. You know, sometimes, my mom's funny. Sometimes she'll listen, sometimes she won't, but I think it's kind of like people don't generally listen to advice anyway, so maybe my mom listens to me as much as she listens to anybody.
Why do you think that is, he says. I think it's because she can't get past the fact that I'm her child. And even though I'm an adult now, she can't see me as anything but her little baby that she needs to nurture and protect. She's fully bought into the Rousseauian and Freudian mythos surrounding childhood that have placed the young on this idyllic little pedestal of innocence. The length of time that children are seen as helpless innocents has been stretched beyond all reason. I think one of the biggest causes of our teenage rebellion in this country is the fact that our government, our schools, and our very culture itself refuses to recognize the personhood of young people. They're treated like two-year-olds until the day they turn 18, and then they're expected to automatically become mature adults.
That's not true. They're not treated like two-year-olds. At 17, you can go see R-rated movies without an adult. At 16, you can drive a car. At 15, you can drive a car. At 16, you can drive that car.
He's making a very general statement. For the most part, kids, I agree with him. For the most part, kids are babied and told that they're just children until they turn that one magical day into 18-year-old adults. Then, all of a sudden, the world of responsibility is opened up to them. And it's a very, I mean, yes, you're right. There are a few things that
I disagree entirely. You can get a job at 15. No. No, that is not a true statement. Sorry.
But nonetheless, you should be able to get a job sooner if you'd like. You should be able to accept those responsibilities sooner.
You
are treated as though you're a kid until you turn 18. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you don't have a majority.
People say when you turn 18, oh, you're an adult now. How does it feel? And if you ask anybody who's turning 18 that question, they'll say
no different.
It's no different. He says, how can they be possibly becoming mature adults at age 18 when they're legally and socially denied the opportunity to practice making decisions and experiencing the consequences? How can they possibly make wise or even informed decisions about things like sex and drugs when the information that they need to be able to make those decisions is denied to them by being labeled for adults only?
Well, that's the same way he learned. They get jobs, they drive cars, they buy cars. You know, the parents decide whether or not a person buys their own car.
800-259-5791. He's talking about things that are off limits to them under the age of 18, for instance, like sexual information, things like that. We're going to get into more of this. Your show, you take control. 800-259-5791. It is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, you take control of the show. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
1-800-259-5791. You can join us on the phones. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for the show. We call it a validated picture, and it means that in the picture, the lady in question is holding up a sign of some sort that references Free Talk Live, and that way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is who she claims to be, because, well, we don't like to be fooled. So,
because here on Free Talk Live, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Okay, yeah. So let's go to the phones, actually. We're going to get back into Rich's email here. Rich wants to talk about why it is that children are treated as babies pretty much until they're 18. And yes, you're right, man, which they do get some opportunity to step into the world of adult at 15, 16, and 17. But for the most part, up until then, they're treated like little kids. But we're going to talk more about that. But first, let's go to James in New York. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, James. What's up?
Well, I was thinking about the law against video game sales.
Yeah.
Didn't the Army just release for, like, PlayStation 2, Army of One recruiting-style video game?
Yeah, but I'm sure they'll exempt the U.S. government's violent video games.
That was my take on it, too. It's like, what, they just released their game, and now they're going to ban the sales of the next wave of games? Is that a crock or what?
It's just amazing. You know, actually, I think they give away the Army game, don't they? Or do they actually sell it? I thought they were giving it away.
I don't. I'm not 18 anymore, so once you go past prime recruitment, all the free offers start to dwindle.
True, true.
Yeah, I need a backpack, and, you know, they won't give it to me.
Well, they are raising the recruiting age over time. It's gone up over the past couple of years. It's no longer, 39? Now it's 42 or something like
they
that?
They seem to be, I don't, it's 42?
Maybe it went up from, it went up by like 4 years. They,
yeah.
They raised the recruiting
age. They keep on chasing me. It's about how old I am is about how old the recruiting age is.
It can equal Blackwater's wage offer anyway.
James, anything else on your mind?
Just that the Army can't equal Blackwater or Halliburton's wage offer.
Good point. Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from
you.
Those are the private industries.
The private industries, but they also have the contract, quote-unquote contractors over there, but they're like military guys. I mean, they're...
Those are who those contractors
mercenaries.
Are, Blackwater. Those are the mercenaries,
yeah.
Let's go to Phil, in Chicago. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey. Good evening, sir. What's up?
Yes, I'd like to comment on the video game legislation.
Indeed.
Yes, I was listening to a politician on the news last night, and...
You like being lied to.
I mean, that's what I do, is just listen to the lies all day.
Okay.
And his point on the legislation, I thought it was rather interesting how he listed, first off, his concerns was that it showed political assassinations.
Ah.
You know, officers.
Right. They hate the idea that you might shoot politicians. That's why they've outlawed assassinations. Imagine how much money we would have saved. Now, I'm not saying this is principled or anything like that, but just imagine if we would have put a $1 billion bounty on Saddam Hussein's head. We would have saved 399 billions of, hundreds of billions of dollars.
Exactly. And the order in which he listed this was, destruction of property, et cetera. And the last thing he mentioned was violence towards women.
Huh.
It completely showed you, what was important to him.
Right. What was important is, number one, he doesn't want anybody getting it in their head that they might be able to assassinate him.
Exactly. And then, of course, they throw in the violence towards women just to, because, I mean, it's across the board bad.
Well, you know what? Maybe if politicians would actually stand up for freedom and liberty from time to time, there wouldn't be as many people out there wanting to kill them.
Exactly. And it's interesting that the other caller had mentioned that Army of One video game.
Yeah.
A lot of these video games, all of these video games, these first-person shooters spawned from a contract between the Department of Defense and ID Software.
That's not true. The Department of Defense wasn't behind Doom and Wolfenstein 3D. What are you talking about?
They were given out as simulations to members of the armed forces. I actually got to play.
Are you talking about the Doom modification that the Marines made years ago?
Yes.
No. Okay, first of all, what you're talking about here is there's a game, classic first-person shooter game called Doom. I mean, some people that have paid a little bit of attention might have heard of this game. It's one of the first. It's one of the original first-person shooters. And the game was released back in 1994, and then a couple of years later, the Marines came out with a modification for it, and they claimed that they were using it for training purposes. But Doom wasn't funded by the Marines initially, which is what you made it sound like there.
No. What I'm saying is, before Doom, there was Castle Wolfenstein.
Yes.
And that was it. It had developed that, and copies were issued to members of the armed forces.
Really?
Yes. My brother was in the Air Force, and I had a copy of both Wolfenstein 3D.
They were using it for what purpose? Just to kill time at the office? I mean, there's no training of any sort that could possibly be gleaned from this video game.
Reaction time. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, and plus you have to start with the crappy low end simulation in order to get to a high end simulation.
It is not a comparison at all to be sitting playing a video game versus actually being out, possibly being able to take lead in your body. I'm sorry. I mean, if they're playing these games in the military, it's just some sort of excuse to kill time and waste taxpayer dollars. That's all it is. Thanks for the call, Phil. 800-259-5700. I mean, we know these 5791, these bureaucrats, they love to sit around and eat donuts all day. I mean, they're just a bunch of do-nothing losers with their lives. They don't produce anything. Bureaucrats by nature cannot produce. They just feed off of the productive. If there's somebody in the military that is running this video game program, they're just doing it because it's a sweet job. They're just doing it because it gives them an opportunity to get a paycheck for playing video games all day. That's all it is.
Wish I got a paycheck for that. A nice
one. There's no trend. Look, I'm not a military man or anything, but I've played paintball versus video games, and there's a world of difference between just paintball and video games. When you're playing paintball, you actually have your pulse racing. You actually are concerned about being hit. When you're in a video game, you just hit the reset button.
Yeah.
And you get placed back on the field again.
I often, in video games, I often will run my guy out there with the intent of trying to kill the other guy before he manages to kill me.
You don't care how many bullets you take before you die.
You know, blow me up as long as you don't kill me.
Right.
And whereas in paintball, I don't want to get hit. Thanks.
You want to stay back, you want to be cautious, be a little reserved so you don't get shot, and that way you might be able to take somebody out before they get you.
The only time I played paintball is that, was it one time that we played or two?
Did we play?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I know that we played, but...
It's a totally different feeling.
Yeah.
And now you take that feeling and magnify it times 100 when there's actual real live ammunition being shot at you. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. And you want to talk about firing weapons? You want to talk about video game firing weapons versus real life firing weapons? I have fired weapons in real life. It's nothing like the video game. Sure, they
can
make
vibrates.
They can make it in the video game so that when you click the button, that the gun kind of has a little kick in the game. That's not the same. Not even close. 800-259-5791. So these guys are just joking when they're talking about using these games for training purposes. Give me a break.
Well, I think that it improves reaction time and that kind of thing.
So, yes, I don't believe it for a moment.
Okay.
When you're on the field, when you've got the pressure on, when there's the blood coursing through your veins, your reaction time, it's going to be a little bit different. It's probably going to be a little bit better. You're going to be hyped up. You're going to have trigger finger. You're going to have to be careful with your reaction time in real life. If you're in the military and you got a comment on this, 800-259-5791. But as far as I'm concerned, you don't train people for the military using video games. If you're training people using video games, you're going to be in trouble. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Here's a perfect winter picture. Your family's bundled up to go ice skating. You pile in the car and turn on the AC. What? The air conditioner? In winter? When I come back, I'll give you the cold, hard facts. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
It's hard to think about your car's ability to produce cold air when Mother Nature's doing such a fine job. But your air conditioner shouldn't be ignored, even if it's icy outside.
Why? Because an unused AC results in hard, brittle seals, which could mean expensive repairs. So for soft, lubricated seals and a healthy AC next summer, do this during winter. In a well-ventilated location, while the engine's running, turn on your AC for a few minutes every other week. When you trade in your snow shovel for a beachy sand shovel, you'll be glad you did. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. You get the last 8 months of the show. Fully archived and described. Front page of the website. Go get them. freetalklive.com.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today, get same-day delivery.
Sweet.
Same day. I mean,
that's
you could,
amazing.
You could order on Christmas and get it the same day.
Right.
You're really in trouble. Just call, click, or come in to any of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, it's your florist of choice.
Indeed. Let's return to the email from Rich. It's pretty thought-provoking. Rich is good. I think he's a real thoughtful dude. He's talking about babying children, the culture of America, and the way we treat our kids in America, in general. And he says, it's difficult to watch someone you love go through a difficult experience. When your child falls off her skateboard and skins her knee, it's quite natural for you to want to run over and pick her up. The trouble with that is that if you pick her up every time she falls, she'll never learn to pick herself up. Instead, she'll learn that crying for mommy will get her picked up without any further effort on her part. And when she's big enough that mommy can't pick her up anymore, she'll start crying for mommy government instead. And I gotta say that I've seen this in action. I've seen kids work their parents like this. The crying gets so many parents to just do whatever it is the kids want them to. And it's really pathetic.
Well, that's what they call spoiled.
Yeah. Instead of challenging our children's intellects, we stick them in little boxes in front of mind-numbingly boring teachers who stuff their heads full of socialist nonsense. Instead of being taught how to read a map, they're forced to memorize by rote the capitals of all 50 states, which they then can't even point to when shown a map. In fact, we read a statistic that showed that 10% of Americans can't even point to America on a map. Young people whose bodies are telling them that they're ready for sex at age 12 or 13 are being forced to wait in agonizing ignorance until they're 18. And many of them aren't waiting. They're simply acting in ignorance because our laws and our culture insist that until the little magic switch is thrown on their 18th birthday, that they're too stupid to process that information. And I think that ties into the whole snow penis idea. It's this whole puritanism that's attached to sex, this fear that we have of the human body, the fear that we have of sex, period.
I don't think society's real nice about it if you just go around sleeping with whoever the heck you want when you're 18. I don't think society's particularly nice about that.
What's your point?
I'm just saying I don't think that the opinion changes once you get over 18. Yes.
No, we're not talking about whether society's nice. We're talking about keeping the information from these kids, not being honest with them about sex, being afraid of sex, telling them they're not supposed to have sex, telling them to stay away from it until they're married. We, as a society, we're afraid of it, man, which that's what he's saying here. And see, so he says, why aren't they ready for sex at age 12 or 13 when their bodies are telling them to start making babies? Because our laws and our culture spend so much time convincing us and them that they're too young to understand. My question is that if our 12- and 13-year-olds are not emotionally ready to become parents, how come the 12- and 13-year-olds of Canela, Trobriand, and many other so-called primitive cultures are ready and do become parents at that age, a practice that has been very successful in those societies for many centuries? Those people are just as human as we. with our advanced civilization are. It's certainly not a physiological difference between their 13-year-olds and ours. The biology and biochemistry is exactly the same. There's no biological or other scientific reason why a child should not be emotionally and intellectually capable of becoming a parent when their body's ready to produce offspring.
We're not talking about people living in thatched huts on little islands. We're talking about a very advanced society here. And if 12 and 13-year-olds had children, is all you'd have is grandparents taking care of those children.
He's not suggesting that they should be having the children necessarily. He's just saying that we shield them from this stuff so much that there's no reason for it. And let me finish his email here. He says, the difference is that those cultures, they spend the first 12 years of their lives preparing to be ready to take their place in society as responsible adults. And in our culture, they spend the first 18 years of their lives being told that they're not old enough to start practicing the skills that they need to be responsible adults. I see parents not as owners of their children, but as coaches, whose responsibility is to see to it that those young people are prepared as soon as they are ready to take care of themselves, and that will vary from person to person, to live on their own and to be responsible adults. Will they make bad choices? Absolutely, just like you and I did. Will those choices cause them pain and hardship? Will they have challenges? Of course they will. That's part of life. Good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment. Just like you can't build muscles by lifting progressively smaller weights, you can't build responsible adults by denying young proto-adults the progressively heavier intellectual and emotional weights that they need. In order to learn how to become responsible adults, our young people need the challenges associated with making their own choices and experiencing their own consequences. Challenges that our culture categorically denies them. Can you disagree with that? The
no,
fact that our
I agree
culture
with that last statement. I mean, some of his examples get, you know, they lead me off on different paths. But
well, it gets you emotional because you've been raised in this culture to think that kids shouldn't be talking about sex at that age. Kids shouldn't be educated about sex
no,
at that age.
No, I don't
age.
Agree with that.
Well, that's the culture you were raised in, whether or not you agree with it necessarily. People try to protect. You have to agree that, for the most part, a lot of parents in this country try to shield their kids from these things.
They don't know what a lot of parents
do. I've been around kids that were had parents like
sure,
this.
Sure, I have too, but I don't
know.
A lot
of the Jesus parents, a lot of these people, they try to shield their kids from sex. They try to pretend like it doesn't exist. They tell them it's bad and it's dangerous. And it can be dangerous if not done safely, no doubt about it.
It's a way that they want to raise their kids, and that's
and
not the
thing. It's detrimental to their kids. That's
what
Rich is saying here. That
I don't
it's
know
detrimental.
What it always
it keeps
is.
Them, that it keeps them babies until they're 18 years old, when all of a sudden they're released from their captivity and expected to understand how the world works and expected to get it.
Well, are you supposed to then, if you're a good Christian, are you supposed to then raise your kids to be, little trollops and man-whores?
Course not. That's stupid. Why would somebody raise their kid to be a trollop? That's going
according
to put them at risk from STDs.
According to these people's religion, you shouldn't have sex until you're married.
That's a problem.
No,
I think that's a problem.
It's your opinion.
I know that's my opinion, and it's just as valid as theirs is. But I think that their stuff, the reason, the way they raise their kids, is a major factor as to why we have these 24-year-old adult children. We've got kids that are treated as children all the way up until they get out of school. And for some kids, that's not until they're 22, 23, 24
years old. I feel like that's how the kids are protected, not in how they're told about sex. I mean, kids are protected. They're coddled like pets.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. You're not allowing them to experience responsibility. The government says you can't work until you're 14 years old for the most part. And most
15, I thought.
15, I think it's actually 14, but most employers are afraid of hiring 14 and 15-year-olds because the government has extreme controls on kids that are that age.
I see.
When you're 16 and 17, there's a little bit of control for the kids. Like you have to work a certain number of hours, then you have to be mandated, given a break, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But when you're 14 and 15, the controls are extreme. So most employers just say, ugh, we don't want to deal with the hassles, so they don't hire kids that young.
Well, I worked when I was 15. I started working for cash.
Yeah.
Prior to that, at 12, I was working for credits at the comic book store that
right.
I liked.
And a lot of good parents that want to teach their kids responsibility look for every opportunity they can to encourage their kids to work at a young age. My parents did that for me, and thank goodness they did. Because when I was 16, I went out and got a job the week of my 16th birthday and haven't stopped working since. Saved my money, and now I'm where I'm at.
You call what you do now work?
Well, yeah, I'm busy all day long with this show, man. Anyway, on the way, 800-259-5791. What do you think about kids being coddled? Are we making a mistake with this culture? I think we are. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchedherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll get the news first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. We just wrapped up an email from Rich. He was talking about raising children. And I got to agree with Rich. I think that we coddle our kids way too much in this society. We treat them like little babies all the way up until they're teenagers. And we're not encouraging them to learn responsibility at an early age. We're not really preparing them for life. Yeah, okay, we teach them a little bit of math and a little bit of English, and we make it so they can be functional little functionary job holders when they graduate high school, if they graduate high school. And that's, you have to admit, that's what this socialist education system teaches. It teaches them to be little good little citizens. It teaches them to be subservient.
Sends some of them on to college, but most of
which also teaches them to go look for a job. Go look for a job and work for somebody else for your whole life.
Yeah,
I think that I think we need a huge paradigm shift in this country. Remember that when we talked about that self-made millionaire, that kid?
Yeah.
We talked about this like 6 months ago. It was a young, young black man who is probably only like 21 now, who when he was seven, I think it was like 6 or 7 years old, he started into his own business. And I don't remember what it was that he did. I think it was something like shining shoes. It was something simple, you know, something that any kid could do.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, the adults find cute. Oh, look at that cute kid. I'll give him 10 cents to shine my shoes. And, you know, he got a little bit of business. He got something going.
And over time, it got bigger. And by the time he was like 7 or 8, he was handing out business cards for his new venture. And then I think, was it by 12 that he'd earned his first $1 million? I don't remember what the exact age was.
I don't remember the whole story.
Before he was like starting puberty, the dude had made $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You think that he's special? Is he gifted? Was he a brilliant kid? Was that what it was?
Pretty bright, but
I think he was encouraged by his parents to get out there and make something of himself. He was encouraged to go out into the world and make some money. He was raised kind of in like a ghetto home where there wasn't, his parents worked really hard their whole lives and didn't really seem to get anywhere, so he wanted to get an early start. And he did. And it paid off big time for him. And so now he's a multimillionaire by age 21, and he's going around giving seminars on how to make, you know, money and how to be successful. And I think that more people need to encourage their kids. Well, first of all, we need to get the government the hell out of regulating child labor, because that's one of the reasons why our kids are kept from making something of themselves at an early age. There's no reason why you shouldn't have several thousand dollars in the bank when you're done with high school. There's no reason why not, unless you're just totally lazy and a total drunk loser. Because when I graduated high school, I had 10 grand in the bank. How many high school kids have that they made for themselves?
I wouldn't say very many. Yeah. I had a couple grand when I got out of high school.
And I only really started saving at age 16, so I only had a couple years to actually make that money. I mean, you're living at home with your parents, it's easy to save money, no doubt about that. So
you were born as cheap as you are, though. I think that it's genetic cheapness.
You know, it's not cheapness necessarily, as it is just discipline, Manwich. I know you have a tough time with this. Maybe it's because your mom babied you when you were growing up. Yeah, I know you have a tough time saving money, but as soon as you learn how to be disciplined with your money, and you get a paycheck, for instance, you take X percent and you put it away and you don't touch it. It's so easy to save. You just have to be able to do it. You have to bring yourself to put that money away and not spend it on candy and the newest toys and the newest video games and that sort of thing. And I had video games growing up as a kid. I spent some of my money, just not all of it. And so I think kids need to be encouraged to, not that I'm a parent or anything like this, but I know how I would have liked to have been raised and how I was raised, and I know it was right and I know it was wrong. My parents did raise me to have a good work ethic, and it paid off. You know, encourage your kids to go do something, whether it be mowing the neighbor's lawns or raking leaves if you live up north or whatever, something simple where they can start learning how to handle money, which is, again, something else they don't teach you in school. Sure, they teach you math to some extent, but they don't teach you how to save. They don't teach you how to invest. They don't teach you how to run your own business. These are the things that school ignores. And if parents are going to rely on the government to bring their kids up in this world, we're going to end up with what we've got, Manwich.
Yeah.
A bunch of helpless adult children that can barely read and write, that work a job their entire lives.
And think that the government should take care of them.
And think the government's supposed to take care of them when they finally retire at 65. And they just get into their little rut. They get into their chosen path.
Well, not just
and they
at 65,
it.
But any time they make a bad decision, the government's supposed to,
right.
to take care
unemployment.
Of them.
Unemployment.
If they get unemployed,
they're
supposed to take care of them.
Buy the food for me.
If they decide to become a heroin addict, well, the government should take care of me. As a matter of fact, they should give me methadone.
This is all a result of parents not educating their children. And even religious parents can still educate their kids to be very well, as far as very, very able to take care of themselves. I saw a show about these two parents that had 16 kids. 16 kids.
That's incredible.
And the way they do it is they're not in any debt. The parents own their own business. They own their house outright. They're not in any debt for anything at all, and so they can spend all of their money taking care of their kids, and they put their kids to work. They teach their kids a good work ethic. So it's totally possible to raise your kids to have a good work ethic, to respect one another, to respect hard work.
It lowers payroll at the business, too. I mean, if they work, it's absolutely, I'm not kidding at all.
Put the kids to work,
I mean,
right?
That's the only place in America that you can put your, that kids can go to work, is in a family business.
In your own business, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's so many, I remember I went to this Chinese food place, and there would always work in the register was this one little kid, and it was interesting.
And of course, the big government freaks will say, well, what about these big corporations that will abuse the kids? You can't let 12-year-olds have jobs. They'll be abused. You can't let kids work under the age of 14. They'll be taken advantage of. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how good it is to be taken advantage of. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Join us on the phones, online, freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-5791. At freetalklive.com, you'll find that we got lots of free stuff. The archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, and more, all on the house. And you get it for free, for nothing. If you want to voluntarily support us, you can do it. We have the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you can help us spread the show. You can help us get on more radio stations, get on more people's MP3 players. It's serious deal. And we actually spice it up a little bit with some perks.
Mm-hmm.
As an amplifier, you get access to our classic archives. You want to hear what Free Talk Live sounded like in the beginning days? You can hear it. For free. Well, not for free, rather. I mean, if you are an amplifier, you get them free. For $3 a month. They're included. For $3 a month, you get access to that. You get access to the exclusive amplifier bulletin board system and more, all at amp.freetalklive.com. So go check that out. And the long-term goal, we're going to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25% once we reach our goal with the AMP program. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so back to talking about kids and responsibility and working. Because I think that if you want to baby your children and protect them from work and sex and all these other things that people protect their kids from, you should be free to do so. They're your kids. Mm-hmm. Raise them how you want. But don't use your laws to protect me from raising my kids how I want to raise them. And if I want my kids to be free to work at age 12, 10, 8, 7, they should be free to go out and work at those ages. The government prevents me from allowing my children to learn responsibility at a young age, for the most part. And the reason why they prevent me from doing that is because, well, they might be taken advantage of. Some unscrupulous employer might... who knows what they'll do to your young children? They're so innocent and so young.
Yes, they shouldn't be working. They're too young.
Well, they're suggesting that there's some sort of unscrupulous thing that can be done, and maybe there could be. But they're not slaves. They voluntarily chose to deliver those newspapers. They voluntarily chose to go work wherever it is that they're working, at the baseball field.
Do you think that a parent should be able to send a child to go to work and then collect their paycheck?
Well, that raises the question of, are the children your property? And I don't believe that that's the case.
Well, they're your wards.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the case. But let's focus more back on what the government does and does not allow. They're not slaves. They chose to work at those jobs, and they're not locked into them. So if they're being taken advantage of, mommy and daddy could say, look, son, you're being taken advantage of. Here's how Mr. Manwich is screwing you. Maybe you should leave that job and go make some lemonade and sell it on the corner of the street and, you know, run your own business. Let the market decide. Let people take care of themselves. The only thing that should be prohibited is slavery. I have a real problem with that. But if people are working out of voluntary means, what's wrong with that? I mean, if you object to it, don't buy the company's products. If you walk into a store and they have seven-year-olds working the sales floor, and that's objectionable to you, well, then use the free marketplace, go to the manager and say, I'm not going to buy from you anymore because you're using kids on your sales floor, and I want to buy from adults. That would be the free market solution to underage children working.
And, you know, Americans are so hypocritical in this area. They'll go to stores where they sell items that were made by children in foreign countries, and they'll buy those items, but as long as it's not in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You can enslave all the ethnic people you want to in the build and the making of your product, and I'll buy it, no problem.
That's a great point, man.
But not American kids.
We need to set parents and children free to make their own decisions, and as Rich pointed out, to suffer the consequences of negative choices. With the government involved, they try to just shield everybody and transfer the consequences and prevent kids from learning responsibility when it's so critical. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.